Shabbat Shalom to everybody in cyberspace and here. I'll start the video. Do the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Now put up the study and we'll start. Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahacha B'Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God, Dot Yisrael. And today's the Sabbath. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading. Heavenly Father, Master of the Universe, we ask you to come before us today, be with us in a special way. Cover us in your holy blood, Yeshua. Cleanse us, make us like you, perfect. Heavenly Father, bless this day. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for your word, that we could stand on your word and it has all the answers. We give you the praise and thanks in Yeshua's name. May God heal everyone, strengthen everyone. May God always be with you in your life. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Well, let's see. There's my website. There's my phone number. And there's my email. Had someone email us, but they never showed up. Like, that's the way it's always been for the last, 23 years, right? They always say they're going to come, but you never see them. Anyway, today we're still using the Gregorian calendar from Pope Gregory from the 1500s. Today is December 28, 2024. Wow. Running out of Pope Gregory days. Deca, everybody knows Deca means 10, right? But today it's the 12th month. That's interesting. Jehovah has his own calendar. We're now in the ninth month of God, called Kislev, day 25. And there it is in Zechariah 1:7:1. Soon the tenth month will be here, January the 2nd, 2025. This is the end of our 23rd year of serving God. And as the 25th year comes, that starts our 24th year. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, another short study for a short day. Today's topic, recap of life. How's that sound? Okay. I know some of these topics lately might sound similar. However, here we go. First, we're going to go here. God declares the end from the beginning. And from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. That's God. So God knows the end from the beginning. Wow. First, let's go over the old serpent and his angels again. Satan was in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was his covering. Sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes were prepared in the day that you were created. So Satan is a created being, but he all of a sudden wanted to be like God, who always is, and was, and always will be. Wow. He says he was created. He was the anointed cherub that covers, that protects. God set him so. He was upon the holy mountain of God. Wow. Walking up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Isn't that amazing? He got puffed up. He was perfect in your ways from the day that you were created till iniquity was found in him. Sin rose up in the angel. Isn't that weird? By the multitude of your merchandise, they have filled the midst of you with violence, and you have sinned. Satan actually sinned. Therefore, I will cast you as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Wow. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty, and you have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. I will cast you to the ground, I will lay you before kings, and they shall behold you. Amen. You have defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities. He had sanctuaries by the multitude of his iniquities. By the iniquity of your traffic, he went up and down amongst the angels trying to deceive them. Therefore I bring forth a fire from the midst of you. It shall devour you, and I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold you. And they that know you among the people shall be astonished at you. You shall be a terror and shall never be any more. That's right. You'll never be there again. Now we'll go to Isaiah 14. Take up the proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how have the oppressed ceased, the golden city ceased? Jehovah had broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger is persecuted and none hinders. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at you, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you are laid down, no fella is come up against us. Matter of fact, Satan, hell from beneath, is moved to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, even all the chief ones of the earth. It had raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. And they shall speak and say unto you, they're going to look at the devil. People in hell, they look at the devil and say, are you become as weak as we? Are you become like unto us? You're the one who deceived us. Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under you, and the worms cover you. Wow. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? And that word there is Hallel. And the word Hallel, we pass it down to the Yud root. It means howling, lamenting. That's what that word means there. The sun of the morning, the blackness of the morning. How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you said in your heart, this is what Satan said, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Wow. I, that's two eyes, another eye, the third eye, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. The fourth eye, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And then the fifth eye, I will be like the Most High. Just think of how crazy he was. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. That's where he went. He was a created being. He thought he was going to be like God. He's in the sides of the pit. They that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness? Just think, the world's like a wilderness today. Think how many people have joined us and want to know the truth. Think how many people that want to even care about God, really. And destroy the cities thereof, that open not the house of his prisoners. All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, and as the remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, to go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass treading underfoot. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. Of course not. So that's Satan right there, you know. This is interesting right here in the Gospel of Luke. Yeshua says, Yeshua beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So Yeshua was there. Whoa. He was there. In the book of Jude, we have Satan not only tricked so many angels, the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. He had reserved God reserved these angels. They're in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Wow. That's what the angels are. The angels sinned, just like Satan. If God spared not the angels that sinned, you'd never think an angel can sin when they're with God, huh? But they did. But cast them down, he says, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Wow. Peter says, Yeshua, in the Gospel of Peter, Peter says, Yeshua went and preached unto the spirits in prison. That was hell. That's hell right there. The spirits, that's the angels that were in hell. He made sure they knew why they were there. They followed the wrong created being. Revelation tells us, of course, there was war in heaven. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. Now, we don't know if that's the third part of the angels or what it was, but I guess that's a lot of angels in heaven he deceived. And did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. That's Yeshua. And a child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Amen. This is a metaphor of what took place. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,200 and 70 days. There was war in heaven, which is another thing that's amazing. There's angels that sinned that were heaven, which I never would have thought of. Satan, the covering cherub, he sinned in heaven. And there was war in heaven. I never would have thought of that. But Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon actually fought against Michael's angels. And prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. So Satan and all his angels were kicked out. The great dragon was cast out, the old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. You can see that. He deceives the whole world. Think how many people today are keeping God's commandments, even driving here. We see lots of people, hardly anyone's doing it. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So Satan is cast into the earth. His angels were cast out in everlasting chains of darkness, reserved unto judgment to the great day. Mankind once created, you know. There was no Big Bang. There was no molten soup. There was no rock. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. Created he them. Amen. Genesis 5, the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. So we see that we're made after the image of God. Genesis 3 says, now Satan is cast to the earth. He says, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Jehovah God had made. And he said unto the woman, the serpent went unto the woman is known as the weaker link, according to the Bible. Satan went unto her and said, had God said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden? You shall not eat of the every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the tree, the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God doth know the day you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods. That's what he wanted to be. Satan wanted to be like God. He's telling her now she's going to be like gods, knowing good and evil. And that always gives me a thought of, like, throughout eternity, from that going that direction or to that direction. I wonder if God, there was always good and evil in everything that God even had. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And then she went and gave some to her husband. He did eat. That's terrible. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
Is that one sentence?
Huh?
Is that one sentence?
I can't hear you. Yeah.
That was fast.
So the eyes of them were both opened. They knew that they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. They heard the voice of Jehovah God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Jehovah God among the trees of the garden. And Jehovah God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Uh-oh. And he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you should not eat? So I guess he knew it too. I commanded you that you should not eat. The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Now we start passing the buck down. Jehovah God said unto the woman, What is this that you have done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. God said unto the serpent, Because you have done this thing, you are cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. So I guess he was an upright being at that point in time. Now he's going to be on his belly like a snake. And I'll put enmity between you and the serpent and the woman. I'll put enmity between you, the serpent, and the woman, between the serpent's seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head. It shall bruise your head, but you shall bruise his heel. Yes. First prophecy of the Messiah right there. Yeah. In other words, Satan's head is going to be bruised with a mortal crushing skull, Satan, in the end. He's going to just bruise Satan. Satan is going to bruise his heel. In other words, he die on the cross for us. That's what that's all about. There's that word eva. Eva means enmity, hatred. They put enmity, hatred between. So Satan hates us. If you could just imagine that. Unto the woman, he said, I'll greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. I'm going to greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you. And then time of Noah. That was the time of Noah. Jehovah saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart were only evil continually. Mm-hmm. Isn't that terrible? We go from the war in heaven, now man is doing the same thing. They know between good and evil. Mm-hmm. This is really sad right here. God says, it repented Jehovah. They had made man on the earth, and it grieved them at his heart. Isn't that sad? I mean, wow. Jehovah said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and the fowl of the air, for repented me that I have made them. Wow. I hold that against God. You can't hold nothing against God. I feel like right now the whole world is so wicked. I feel the same way. Wish God would come back tonight. Well, of course he can't, but you know. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. So we're all inhabitants of the earth, right? Woe unto us. Why? And of the sea. How come? Oh, the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he had but a short time. So in the realm of the spiritual beings, this is a short time. To us it feels like forever, but to them it's like, whoa, it's gonna, I better hurry up and deceive the world, which he's doing a great job, unfortunately. Brother Peter tells us, be sober, be vigilant. You have an adversary, an enemy that hates you. He's called the devil. He's like a roaring lion. I don't know if you ever watch shows with roaring lions. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
He walks about seeking whom he may devour. He's trying to devour us. Yep. Anyway, you got to watch out for spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Just think, in the end, they're going to try to battle God, which hasn't happened yet, you know. What we're told, we got to watch for are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Messiah. Wow. And no marvel, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And you can look at all the phony Bibles. He's the light, or the, you know, he has something, the morning star. He's always some kind of, that's what he wants to be, but he's finished. Therefore, it's no great thing if Satan's ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Just think, tomorrow on Sunday, when they used to worship the sun, tomorrow all the people will be given their little messages before their fake New Year's that's coming. Isn't that sick? And every church will be packed out tomorrow. Back to Revelation, John said he heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdoms of our God. Kingdom of our God and the power of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, that's the devil, who accused them before our God day and night. Wow. And I should have put down the next verse. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. That's right. That's the next verse. Maybe I'll change this and add that verse to verse 11. So here's the end of the story. I like the Bible has the end of the story, which hasn't happened yet. The devil that deceived the world was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Who's there? Oh, the beast that we haven't seen yet, and the false prophet, which we haven't seen yet, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's where the devil, that's the, so we got the rest of the story here. That's why it's comforting a little bit. We know who's going to win, right? I don't understand how there was war in heaven and how an angel can rise up and think he's going to become God. And I don't understand how the angels that sinned and left their own habitation to join Satan. Huh?
It's a world we don't know.
Yeah, it's a world we don't know, but that's the way the world is today. One last note. I feel it's only appropriate to read about Xmas. Sad to say I have to explain the this pagan holidays every year. Did you know the whole story of Xmas is a lie? That just passed, the world just observed this. You lie to your children? Can you do evil that good may come? Just think, you lie to your children. There's a Santa Claus, he's merry old man with red and white clothing. That's a lie. He has 8 flying reindeers, later joined by Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. That's a lie. He has a throne located on or near the North Pole. He fills socks or stockings with presents on the night of December 24th, which just passed, he enters the house through the chimney. Now, most people don't even have a chimney, but he does. Now, this is scary. He sees you when you're sleeping. Santa sounds the same. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Is it Santa or is it Satan?
Yeah. He knows if you've been bad or good. And then some people decorate and sing to a dead tree that they buy, which I don't know what that has to do with Yeshua. They sing Old Christmas Tree, and they sing that lying song. They pump that into their little kids. Until later on, the kids get older, and they realize there's no such thing, you know. I hope they wake up. Anyway, Yeshua was not born on Christmas. That's right.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. It's a lie. Next is Pope Greg's New Year, 2025, in winter. Isn't that terrible? Everything's dead and frozen. God's New Year's in spring. Read Exodus 12 during Passover. Everything comes back alive. Exodus 12, Jehovah spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. That's Rosh Chodeshim right there. It shall be the first month of the year too. This is the real Rosh Hashanah, not Tishrei, which is made up in Judaism, and some messianics fall for that. And they quote Rosh Hashanah, that's made up too. They do that in the December, which is ridiculous. Or they do that in September, and that's the wrong, when it's Ha'etanim, it's not Tishrei. That's what messianics do, which is, you always have to ask yourself one question. And I try to teach this for 23 years. You have to ask and say, where does it say that in the Word? If I tell you it's Tishrei, you say, where does it say that in the Word? Okay? And then you look in your Bible, do a little search, Bible search. There's no such word. And that's the way it really is, you know. This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. That's the sounds like the beginning of Happy New Year, for real. That's during Passover. Excuse me? Yeah. This right here is the real beginning of the year. Right here. This is it right here. Exodus 12. Anyway. This day came you out in the month Abib, which is Ha'aviv. And that's the first month, Nisan. You know, I know some people might say, well, you know, you guys just, you're just a bunch of know-it-alls. Well, I believe what John said. John said, we know that we're of God and that the whole world lies in wickedness. That's the whole world, whether it's our relatives, our grandchildren, our uncles, our aunts, our relatives, they're in wickedness. Yeah, they might smile, and but they're still in wickedness according to the Bible. So be safe out there. Keep your eyes open if you're around crowds and malls. Shabbat Shalom. Hope you got something out of this study. Hope I didn't talk too fast. Anyway, God bless you and Shabbat Shalom. And I'm going to stop the I'll stop the audio real quick. Shabbat Shalom, everybody.